Welcome to Relationship Workout for Men, a podcast dedicated to helping men be intentional in choosing a better partner and being a better partner to the person they choose. Season 20 is Infidelity, the Right of a Man. And we're here discussing this topic with Nilola, an empathetic psychotherapist from Lagos State, Nigeria. In this episode 2, we're going to discuss societal norms and gender roles and discuss how current societal norms and gender roles may perpetuate certain behaviors and attitudes towards infidelity. So Nilola, welcome. And what are your thoughts on this topic?
Thank you. I would say yes, the societal and gender roles has a lot to do in reinforcing infidelity behavior. I don't know if that sounds right, but I believe it has to. So when it comes to, let me use the African culture, for example, and I also know that this is also common with some culture whereby the traditional role of assigning the head of the family, so to say, to a man, and then being the man being the head of the family, there are some certain rights that comes with that. Like some believes decision making is the sole responsibility of the man in the family. Providing for the home is the sole responsibility of the man in the family. Well, maybe because of changes in time, you see women also work and they also come to an agreement of maybe supporting some level of percentage in also keeping, but still in most homes, the man still holds the major power. Right, the major authority in most homes. And this, right, let me use an example. I've had a client tell me, the client is actually guilty of infidelity, let me put it that way. And I decided to paint a case scenario whereby because he doesn't see anything wrong in it, he believes is his right. And the wife have to accept that this is the new normal in the home. I had to present a case to him. If the table has to be turned around and he is in the position of his wife, and the wife is the one being unfaithful in the marriage, how would he feel? He said the day she tries it is the day she will pack her load and leave his house. And I asked him why. He said, because as an African man, you know this, a man can do and undo, but a woman cannot try that. A woman should not do that. It's not morally right. It's taking us back to, you know, that right is exhibiting that he has a right to be unfaithful in his marriage, but the wife does not have that same right to be unfaithful in his marriage because she's a woman. They tell you, there's a common thing people say that, oh, because it's shameless for a woman to do that. For example, if a couple separate or they divorce, when a couple divorce, it's okay for the man to move on in 6 months after divorce with another person. But if the woman does that, there's this general sentiment that, I'm sure she has something to do with that man. They didn't just recently meet. I'm sure she has been seeing that man even before the marriage ends and all those things. So the being a woman, sometimes, I'm not trying to say we don't have women who are not faithful in marriages. We do have, right? But the confidence of coming out to say, oh, is my right, is not. In fact, if a woman is caught in an act like that, she start apologizing. She doesn't want the next person to hear. She's not so shameless about it as much as a man can be. Oh, you've known. So what will happen? that's it. You have to accept it, or you have to leave my house, or whatsoever. So I think the gender kind of puts it kind of empowered the man to engage more in such behavior, and even the society itself, things being the perception the society holds when it comes to a woman should not be seen doing this. A married woman can't go out and have a drink just generally with colleagues at night in the club. There are certain things, if you have been, like, for example, in the African culture, if you as a married, in fact, when you are married, there are also certain way you dress that people look at you and say, oh, excuse me, are you a married woman? Why are you dressing like that? Don't you know you are married? are you still trying to tempt other men or attract other men's other men to you, or what are you trying to do dressing like that? What are you trying to do going to a certain place like that? Married women should not be seen there, but married men, it's okay for a married man to go there, it's okay for a married man to do whatsoever they want to do.
Wow, so
right, can you see, hear me?
So you're saying that there's a hypocrisy around whether what men can do and what women can do, and a lot of men think that they, being the head of the household, they have certain rights that their wives don't.
Exactly. So the society, and even being a man kind of empower that behavior for them to think they can just do and undo.
Wow. All right, so that's going to wrap up episode 2, Societal Norms, Gender Roles. Fabulous. Thank you, Nuloa. In the next episode 3, we're going to explore psychological factors as we explore this question of, is infidelity the right of a man?